structural, I'm sorry, on internal validity and external validity, when you are given the hypothetical study and then you're asked to use Ed Smith and Dr. Ed to apply to it, choices will be definite threat, possible threat, unlikely threat. So you'll be asked, is regression the mean? How does it relate to this one? Is it a definite threat, a possible threat, or an unlikely threat? You'll circle one of those, and then in a sentence or two at the most, no need to go more than two sentences, and you can usually do it in one sentence. You'll explain why it is a definite threat, why it's a possible threat, why it's an unlikely threat. So you'll make that judgment, and then you'll justify it with one or two sentences. Same thing with the external threat, except I'll give you those. Hawthorne effect. All the ones that are in there. What you'll get, and this is because I want you to memorize it. I give you a mnemonic and I want you to memorize. I will give you Ed S. Smith and Dr. Ed, E-S, and then you will write out the rest of it. I want you to memorize that because it's something you can use whenever you think about critiquing any kind of study. So on the sheet, you'll see the mnemonic, and then you'll just go through it, and you'll say it's a definite threat given what you said, it's a possible threat because of these, it's an unlikely threat because of these. So you'll make that decision. You'll need to bring just a pencil and a pen. I will furnish the Scantron for the multiple choice, and I'll furnish the paper with sort of an answer sheet because I want to be able to do all the questions one, all the questions two. I let people do blue books. Somebody would answer question three first, and it was just really, so I've now created my own answer sheet. So you'll read the question in the test booklet, but then you'll write it on the sheet so it'll be easier. Everyone will be in the same order, and there'll be a sort of a keyword that will remind you and everything. So and you've got the study guides, you've got the self-instructional quizzes, you've got each other.
Are we still allowed to come early to see?
Yeah, it'll be ready. It'll be ready before Tuesday. It'll be ready at the end of this week. But if you would prefer not to take it at 4:30 because either you have other things or you find that you take the test better at 12:30 or whatever, you need to email.
Okay.
So email me if you want to take the different time, and then I will email you and say, this is how we're going to do it. In some cases, I'm not going to be here at 8 o'clock. So if somebody wants to take it at 8 o'clock in the morning, then I'm going to meet with the secretary who is here at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there might be people that are early morning, but I'm not. But if I'm here, you can pick it up from me in my office. If I'm not, then I will email you back and say, this is where you get it. The only thing is, in order to be fair to everybody, if you start at 1:30, then you should be done at 3:30. I mean, everybody should have 2.5 hours. 5 minutes over is not a big deal, but I don't want somebody to have 3 hours and everybody else has 2.5 hours. That's not fair. So everybody should have about the same time. It's a tough test, as if you've talked to any of your fellow students. I think it's a very fair test. I think it's a very, very valid test for finding out what you've learned. Most people can do it in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Some people can do it quicker than that. Most people do it around 2:15, but it's not unlikely if it takes you 2.5 hours. Again, the multiple choice should take you about an hour. You know, there's the old rule of thumb. You shouldn't spend more than about a minute per item. If one of them's giving you a lot of trouble, skip it. Go on to the next. Come back when you have more time. You know how much time you have. And the other thing is, you don't know, maybe a later question will cue something in your mind which will help you with the one that you skipped. So it's not good to spend 5 minutes struggling with one multiple choice question. If it doesn't come to you in a minute or two, skip it and come back. Same thing with the essay questions. You can skip those and do those in any order. You can even do the essay questions first if you want. It's up to you. You'll get it later. For those of you that will be taking it at 4:30, it will be here, and I will be here to hand it out, and then I'll come back every once in a while to answer questions. That's the only disadvantage. If you take it some other time, I might not be here to clarify something. But it's pretty straightforward, and you've pretty much been warned where it's going. Everything's been explained, what you've really warned about. That sounds too harsh. You've been given a heads-up briefing, so you pretty much know what to expect. It shouldn't surprise you. Hopefully you'll understand it and do well. But not trying to surprise anybody. The quiz, which again is a diagnostic, after class tonight, I'll make the quiz available. In 10 items covering those chapters, we'll give you a chance to see how well you know it. You need to have it done before you take the final. Again, it's not as important as the final, so it gives you feedback with how well you're understanding evaluation research and what we're looking at tonight, historical research and everything. So if you miss it, you have a chance to go and study in case a similar question comes up on the final. I'll put out pearls of wisdom again from those chapters, and that'll be available. But it's, again, a quiz to help you understand how well you followed everything. So implementing and all your understanding. And again, if you want to study together, work together, I have no problem with that. If you want to study and work by yourself, that's fine. The thing is that when you take it, it's what you individually learn. Good job. Questions? And anyway, when you get it back, you'll get a sheet inside your paper that will also have that. And if you want to come by and look at your test later, then that's fine too. I mean, it'll be there and you can see what the key answers were if you have curiosity or. I only missed 2. Which 2 did I miss? I want to, Or I missed 20? Which 20 did I miss? So it's available. It's not secret. Okay.